My precious family, I just wanted to share with you this wonderful story of Abraham when he was still called Abram and lived near his father, Terah. I read these stories to Ezekiel at night, since he has given his eyesight to the Lord as a fast offering and can no longer see. I thought I should also share with you, because they are so amazing, but have been left out of the canon of the Bible. However, in Scripture they are quoted, so they are believed to be authentic. When I find one that is noteworthy, I will share it. It is absolutely no wonder to me any more as to why Abraham was chosen by God to be the father of his people. This man is extraordinary in virtue and faithfulness to God, and went through a similar experience of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, except even more intense. He was taken before Nimrod, who was a king at the time, and thought nothing of his life, because he was faithful to God and detested idolatry. May Abraham be our example if the hour ever comes where we have a choice to make. Abraham, the lost story.
Let's see this. The book of Jasher, chapter 11. And Nimrod, son of Cush, was still in the land of Shinar, and he reigned over it and dwelt there. And he built cities in the land of Shinar, and these are the names of the four cities which he built. He called their names after the occurrences that happened to them in the building of the tower. And he called the first Babel, saying, because the Lord confounded the language of the whole earth there. And the name of the second he called Erech, because from there God dispersed them. The third he called Beked, saying, there was a great battle at that place. And the fourth he called Calna, because his princes and mighty men were consumed there, and they vexed the Lord. They rebelled and transgressed against him. And when Nimrod had built these cities in the land of Shinar, he placed in them the remainder of his people, his princes and his mighty men that were left in his kingdom. And Nimrod dwelt in Babel, and he renewed his reign there over the rest of his subjects. And he reigned securely, and the subjects and princes of Nimrod called his name Amraphel, saying that at the tower his princes and men fell through his means. And notwithstanding this, Nimrod did not return to the Lord. He continued in wickedness and teaching wickedness to the sons of men, and his son Mardon was worse than his father, and continued to add to the abominations of his father. And he caused the sons of men to sin. Therefore it is said, from the wicked goes out wickedness. At that time there was a war between the families of the children of Ham, as they were dwelling in the cities which they had built, and Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, went away from the families of the children of Ham, and he fought with them, and he subdued them, and he went to the five cities of the plain and fought against them and subdued them, and they served him 12 years. At that time Nahor, son of Serug, died in the 49th year of the life of Abram, son of Terah. And in the 50th year of the life of Abram, son of Terah, Abram came out from the house of Noah and went to his father's house. And Abram knew the Lord, and he went in his ways and instructions, and the Lord his God was with him. And his father Terah was still captain of the host of King Nimrod in those days, and he still followed strange gods. And Abram came to his father's house and saw 12 gods standing there in their temples. And the anger of Abram was kindled when he saw these images in his father's house. And Abram said, as the Lord lives, these images will not remain in my father's house. The Lord who created me will do to me if in 3 days' time I do not break them all. And Abram went from them, and his anger burned within him. And Abram hastened and went from the chamber to his father's outer court. And he found his father sitting in the court, and all his servants with him. And Abram came and sat before him. And Abram asked his father, saying, Father, tell me, where is the God who created the heavens and the earth, and all the sons of men on earth, and who created you and me? And Terah answered his son Abram and said, Behold, those who created us are all with us in the house. And Abram said to his father, My lord, please show them to me. And Terah brought Abram into the chamber of the inner court. And Abram saw, and behold, the whole room was full of gods of wood and stone, 12 great images, and others less than they without number. And Terah said to his son, Behold, these are they which made all that you see on the earth, and which created me and you and all mankind. And Terah bowed down to his gods, and he then went away from them. And his son Abram went away with him. And when Abram had gone from them, he went to his mother and sat before her. And he said to his mother, Behold, my father has shown me those who made the heavens and the earth and all the sons of men. Now, therefore, hasten and fetch a kid from the flock and make savory meat from it, that I may bring it to my father's gods as an offering for them to eat. Perhaps I may thereby become acceptable to them. And his mother did so, and she fetched a kid and made savory meat thereof, and brought it to Abram. And Abram took the savory meat from his mother and brought it before his father's gods. And he drew near to them that they might eat. And his father Terah did not know of it. And Abram saw on the day when he was sitting among them that they had no voice, no hearing, no motion, and not one of them could stretch out his hand to eat. And Abram mocked them and said, Surely the savory meat that I prepared has not pleased them, or perhaps it was too little for them, and for that reason they would not eat. Therefore tomorrow I will prepare fresh savory meat, better and more plentiful than this, in order that I may see the result. And it was on the next day that Abram directed his mother concerning the savory meat. And his mother rose and fetched 3 fine kids from the flock, and she made of them some excellent savory meat, such as her son was fond of. And she gave it to her son Abram, and his father Terah did not know of it. And Abram took the savory meat from his mother and brought it into the chamber before his father's gods. And he came near to them that they might eat, and he placed it before them. And Abram sat before them all day, thinking perhaps they might eat. And Abram viewed them, and behold, they had neither voice nor hearing, nor did one of them stretch out his hand to the meat to eat. And in the evening of that day in that house, Abram was clothed with the Spirit of God. And he called out and said, Woe to my father and this wicked generation, whose hearts are all inclined to vanity, who serve these idols of wood and stone, which can neither eat, smell, hear, nor speak, who have mouths without speech, eyes without sight, ears without hearing, hands without feeling, and legs which cannot move. Those that made them and that trust in them are like them. And when Abram saw all these things, his anger was kindled against his father, and he hastened and took a hatchet in his hand and came to the chamber of the gods, and he broke all his father's gods. And when he had finished breaking the images, He placed the hatchet in the hand of the great God, which was there before them, and he went out. And his father Terah came home, for he had heard at the door the sound of the striking of the hatchet. So Terah came into the house to know what this was about. And Terah, having heard the noise of the hatchet in the room of images, ran to the room to the images, and he met Abram going out. And Terah entered the room and found all the idols had fallen down and broken, and the hatchet in the hand of the largest idol, which was not broken, and the savory meat which his son Abram had made was still before them. And when Terah saw this, his anger was greatly kindled, and he hastened and went from the room to Abram. And he found his son Abram still sitting in the house, and he said to him, "What is this work you have done to my God?" And Abram answered his father Terah and said, "Not so, my lord, for I brought savory meat before them, and when I came near to them with the meat that they might eat, they all at once stretched out their hands to eat before the great one had put out his hand to eat. And the large one saw their works that they did before him, and his anger was violently kindled against them. And he went and took the hatchet that was in the house, and came to them and broke them all. And behold, the hatchet is yet in his hand, as you can see." And Terah's anger was kindled against his son Abram when he spoke this. And Terah said to his son Abram in his anger, "What is this tale that you have told? You speak lies to me. Is there spirit, soul, or power in these gods to do all you have told me? Are they not wood and stone? And have I not made them myself? And can you speak such lies, saying that the large God that was with him struck them? It is you that placed the hatchet in his hands, and then say he struck them all." And Abram answered his father and said to him, "And how can you serve these idols in whom there is no power to do anything? Can those idols in which you trust deliver you? Can they hear your prayers when you call on them? Can they deliver you from the hands of your enemies? Or will they fight your battles for you against your enemies? That you should serve wood and stone which can neither speak nor hear? And now surely it is not good for you nor the sons of men that are connected with you to do these things. Are you so silly, so foolish, or so short of understanding that you will serve wood and stone and do after this manner and forget the Lord God who made the heavens and the earth and who created you in the earth and thereby bring a great evil on your souls in the matter by serving stone and wood? Did our fathers in the days of old not sin in this matter? And the Lord God of the universe brought the waters of the flood on them and destroyed the whole earth? And how can you continue to do this and serve gods of wood and stone who cannot hear or speak or deliver you from oppression, thereby bringing down the anger of God on the universe on you? Now therefore, my father, refrain from this and do not bring evil on your soul and the souls of your household." And Abram hastened and sprang from before his father and took the hatchet from his father's largest idol, with which Abram broke it and ran away. And Terah, seeing all that Abram had done, hastened to go from his house. And he went to the king, and he came before Nimrod and stood before him. And he bowed down to the king, and he said to the king, and the king said, "What do you want?" And he said, "I implore you, my lord, to hear me. Now 50 years back a child was born to me, and thus he has done to my gods, and thus he has spoken. And now, therefore, my lord and king, send for him that he may come before you and judge him according to the law, that we may be delivered from his evil. And the king sent 3 men of his servants, and they went and brought Abram before the king. And Nimrod and all his princes and servants were sitting before him that day, and Terah also sat before them. And the king said to Abram, "What is this that you have done to your father and to his gods?" And Abram answered the king in the words that he spoke to his father, and he said, "The large God that was with them in the house did to them what you have heard." And the king said to Abram, "Had they power to speak and eat and do as you have said?" And Abram answered the king, saying, "And if there is no power in them, why do you serve them and cause the sons of men to err through your follies? Do you imagine that they can deliver you or do anything small or great that you should serve them? And why will you not sense the God of the whole universe who created you and in whose power it is to kill and keep alive? O foolish, simple, and ignorant king, woe to you forever. I thought you would teach your servants the upright way, but you have not done this, but have filled the whole earth with your sins and the sins of your people who have followed your ways. Do you not know, or have you not heard, that this evil which you do, our ancestors sinned therein in days of old? And the perpetual God brought the waters of the flood on them and destroyed them all, and also destroyed the whole earth on their account. And will you and your people rise up now and do like to this work in order to bring down the anger of the Lord God of the universe and to bring calamity on you and the whole earth? Now, therefore, put away this evil deed which you do and serve the God of the universe, as your soul is in his hands, and then it will be well with you. And if your wicked heart will not listen to my words to cause you to forsake your evil ways and to serve the perpetual God, then you will die in shame in the latter days. You, your people, and all who are connected with you, hearing your words, are walking in your evil ways." And when Abram had ceased speaking before the king and princes, Abram lifted up his eyes to the heavens, and he said, "The Lord sees all the wicked, and he will judge them." And when the king heard the words of Abram, he ordered him to be put into prison. And Abram was in prison for 10 days. And at the end of those days, the king ordered that all the kings, princes, and governors of different provinces and the sages should come before him. And they sat before him, and Abram was still in the house of confinement. And the king said to the princes and sages, "Have you heard what Abram, the son of Terah, has done to his father? Thus he has done to him, and I ordered him to be brought before me. And thus he has spoken, and his heart did not misgive him, neither did he stir in my presence. And behold, now he is confined in prison. And therefore decide what judgment is due to this man who reviled the king, who spoke and did all the things that you heard." And they all answered the king, saying, "The man who reviles the king should be hanged on a tree. But having done all the things that he said, and having despised our gods, he must therefore be burned to death. For this is the law in this matter. If it pleases the king to do this, let him order his servants to kindle a fire, both night and day, in your brick furnace, and then we will cast this man into it." And the king did so. And he commanded his servants that they should prepare a fire for 3 days and 3 nights in the king's furnace that is in Kasdim. And the king ordered them to take Abram from the prison and bring him out to be burned. And all the king's servants, princes, lords, governors, and judges, and all the inhabitants of the land, about 900,000 men, stood opposite the furnace to see Abram. And all the women and little ones crowded on the roofs and the towers to see what was happening with Abram. And they all stood together at a distance, and there was not a man left that did not come on that day to behold the scene. And when Abram had come, the conjurers of the king and the sages saw Abram, and they cried out to the king, saying, O sovereign Lord, surely this is the man whom we know to have been the child at whose birth the great star swallowed the four stars, which we declared to the king now 50 years since. And behold, now his father has also transgressed your commands and mocked you by bringing you another child, which you killed. And when the king heard their words, he was exceedingly angry, and he ordered Terah to be brought before him. And the king said, Have you heard what the conjurers have spoken? Now tell me truly, what did you do? And if you will speak truth, you will be acquitted. And seeing that the king's anger was so greatly kindled, Terah said to the king, My lord and king, you have heard the truth, and what the sages have spoken is right. And the king said, How could you do this thing, to transgress my orders, and to give me a child that you did not beget, and to take value for him? And Terah answered the king, Because my tender feelings were excited for my son at that time, and I took a son of my handmaid and brought him to the king. And the king said, Who advised you to do this? Tell me, do not hide it from me, and then you will not die. And Terah was greatly terrified in the king's presence. And he said to the king, It was my eldest son, Haran, who advised me to do this. And Haran was 32 years old in those days that Abram was born. But Haran did not advise his father to do anything, for Terah said this to the king in order to deliver his soul from the king, for he feared greatly. And the king said to Terah, Your son Haran, who advised you to do this, will die through fire with Abram, for the sentence of death is on him for having rebelled against the king's desire in doing this thing. And at that time Haran felt inclined to follow the ways of Abram, but he kept it within himself. And Haran said in his heart, Behold, now the king has seized Abram on account of these things, which Abram did. And it will come to pass that if Abram prevails over the king, I will follow him. But if the king prevails, I will go after the king. Walking the fence there, huh? And when Terah had spoken this to the king concerning his son, Haran, the king ordered Haran to be seized with Abram, and they brought them both, Abram and his brother Haran, to cast them into the fire, and all the inhabitants of the land, and the king's servants, and princes, and all the women and little ones were there, standing over them that day. I don't understand what he did wrong.
Well, he had a divided heart, that's for sure.
No, I mean the other one. What did he do? Surely this is the man whom we know to have been the child, at whose birth the great star swallowed the four stars, which we declared to the king now 50 years since. And behold, now his father has also transgressed your commands and mocked you by bringing you another child, which you killed. And when the king heard their words, he was exceedingly angry. Terah said to the king, You have heard the truth, and what the sages have spoken is right. And the king said, How could you do this thing, to transgress my orders, and to give me a child that you did not beget, and to take value for him? And Terah answered the king, "Because my tender feelings were excited for my son at that time, and I took a son of my handmaid, and I brought him to the king." Okay, so I guess he killed his first son. The great stars followed the four stars. Now his father has also transgressed and mocked you by bringing you another child, which you killed. And the king's servants took Abram and his brother, and they stripped them of all their clothes, excepting their lower garments which were on them. And they bound their hands and feet with linen cords. And his servants of the king lifted them up and cast them both into the furnace. And the Lord loved Abram, and he had compassion over him. And the Lord came down and delivered Abram from the fire, and he was not burned. But all the cords with which they had bound him were burned, while Abram remained and walked around in the fire. Haran died when they had cast him into the fire, and he was burned to ashes, for his heart was not perfect with the Lord. And those men who cast him into the fire, the flames of the fire spread over them, and they were burned, and 12 of them died. And Abram walked in the midst of the fire for 3 days and 3 nights. And all the servants of the king saw him walking in the fire. And they came and told the king, saying, "Behold, we have seen Abram walking around in the midst of the fire. And even the lower garments which are on him are not burned, but the cord with which he was bound is burned." And when the king heard their words, his heart fainted, and he would not believe them. So he sent other faithful princes to see this matter, and they went and saw it and told it to the king. And the king rose to go and see it, and he saw Abram walking to and fro in the midst of the fire, and he saw Haran's body burned, and the king wondered greatly. And the king ordered Abram to be taken out from the fire, and his servants approached to take him out, and they could not, for the fire was around, and the flame ascending toward them from the furnace. And the king's servants fled from it, and the king rebuked them, saying, "Hurry and bring Abram out of the fire, that you will not die." And the servants of the king again approached to bring Abram out, and the flames came on them and burned their faces, so that 8 of them died. And when the king saw that his servants could not approach the fire lest they should be burned, the king called to Abram, "O servant of the God who is in heaven, go out from the midst of the fire and come here before me." And Abram listened to the voice of the king, and he went out from the fire and came out and stood before the king. And when Abram came out, the king and all his servants saw Abram coming before the king with his lower garments on him, for they were not burned, but the cord with which he was bound was burned. And the king said to Abram, "How is it that you are not burned in the fire?" And Abram said to the king, "The God of the heavens and the earth, in whom I trust, and who has all in his power, he delivered me from the fire into which you cast me." And Haran, the brother of Abram, was burned to ashes, and they sought for his body, and they found it consumed. And Haran was 82 years old when he died in the fire of Kasdim. And the king, princes, and inhabitants of the land, seeing that Abram was delivered from the fire, they came and bowed down to Abram. And Abram said to them, "Do not bow down to me, but bow down to the God of the world, who made you, and serve him and go in his ways. For it is he who delivered me from out of this fire, and it is he who created the souls and spirits of all men and formed man in his mother's womb, and brought him out into the world. And it is he who will deliver those who trust in him from all pain. And this thing seemed very wonderful in the eyes of the king and princes, that Abram was saved from the fire and that Haran was burned. And the king gave Abram many presents, and he gave him his two head servants from the king's house. And the name of one was Oni, and the name of the other was Eliezer. And all the kings and princes and servants gave Abram many gifts of silver and gold and pearl. And the king and his princes sent him away, and he went in peace. Wow, huh? And Abram went out from the king in peace, and many of the king's servants followed him, and about 300 men joined him. And Abram returned on that day and went to his father's house, he and the men that followed him. And Abram served the Lord his God all the days of his life, and he walked in his ways and followed his law. And from that day forward, Abram inclined the hearts of the sons of men to serve the Lord. And at that time, Nahor and Abram took wives for themselves, the daughters of their brother Haran. The wife of Nahor was Milcah. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah. And Sarah, wife of Abram, was barren. She had no offspring in those days. And at the expiration of 2 years from Abram's going out of the fire, that is, in the 52nd year of his life, behold, King Nimrod sat in Babel on the throne, and the king fell asleep, and dreamed that he was standing with his troops and hosts in a valley opposite the king's furnace. And he lifted up his eyes and saw a man in the likeness of Abram coming out from the furnace, that he came and stood before the king with his drawn sword, and then sprang to the king with his sword when the king fled from the man, for he was afraid. And while he was running, the man threw an egg on the king's head, and the egg became a great river. And the king dreamed that all his troops sank in that river and died. And the king took flight with 3 men who were before him, and he escaped. And the king looked at these men, and they were clothed in princely dresses and garments of kings, and had the appearance of the majesty of kings.
And while they were running, the river again turned to an egg before the king. And there came forth from the egg a young bird, which came before the king, and flew at his head and plucked out the king's eye. And the king was grieved at the sight. And he awoke out of his sleep, and his spirit was agitated, and he felt a great terror. And in the morning the king rose from his couch in fear, and he ordered all the wise men and magicians to come before him. When the king related his dream to them, and a wise servant of the king, whose name was Anukai, answered the king, saying, "This is nothing else but the evil of Abram and his seed, which will spring up against my lord and king in the latter days. And behold, the day will come when Abram and his seed and the children of his household will war with my king, and they will smite all the king's host and his troops. And as to what thou hast said concerning 3 men, which thou didst see like unto thyself, and which did escape, this means that only thou wilt escape with 3 kings from the kings of the earth, who will be with thee in battle. And that which thou sawest of the river, which turned to an egg as at first, and the young bird plucking out thine eye, this means nothing else but the seed of Abraham, which will slay the king in latter days. This is my king's dream, and this is its interpretation. And the dream is true, and the interpretation which thy servant has given thee is right. Now therefore, my king, surely thou knowest that it is now 52 years since thy sages saw this at the birth of Abraham, And if my king will suffer Abraham to live in the earth, it will be to the injury of my lord and king. For all the days that Abraham liveth, neither thou nor thy kingdom will be established. For this was known formerly at his birth. And why will not my king slay him? That his evil may be kept from thee in latter days. And Nimrod hearkened to the voice of Anukai. And he sent some of his servants in secret to go and seize Abram and bring him before the king to suffer death. And Eliezer, Abram's servant, whom the king had given him, was at the time in the presence of the king and heard what Anukai had advised the king and what the king had said to cause Abram's death. And Eliezer said to Abram, "Hasten, rise up and save thy soul, that thou mayest not die through the hands of the king. For thus did he see in a dream concerning thee, and thus did Anukai interpret it, and thus also did Anukai advise the king concerning thee." And Abram hearkened to the voice of Eliezer, and Abram hastened and ran for safety to the house of Noah and his son Shem, and he concealed himself there and found a place of safety. And the king's servants came to Abram's house to seek him, but they could not find him, and they searched throughout the country, and he was not to be found. And they went and searched in every direction, and he was not to be met with. And when the king's servants could not find Abram, they returned to the king, and the king's anger against Abram was stilled, as they did not find him. And the king drove from his mind this matter concerning Abram, and Abram was concealed in Noah's house for 1 month, until the king had forgotten this matter. But Abram was still afraid of the king, and Terah came to see Abram, his son, secretly in the house of Noah, and Terah was very great in the eyes of the king. And Abram said to his father, "Dost thou not know that the king thinketh to slay me and annihilate my name from the earth by the advice of his wicked counselors? Now whom hast thou here, and what hast thou in this land? Arise! Let us go together in the land of Canaan, that we may be delivered from his hand, lest thou perish also through him in the latter days. Dost thou not know, and hast thou not heard, that it is not through love that Nimrod giveth thee all this honor, but it is only for his benefit that he bestoweth all this good upon thee? And if he do unto thee greater good than this, surely these are only vanities of the world, for wealth and riches cannot avail in the day of wrath and anger. Now therefore hearken to my voice, and let us arise and go to the land of Canaan, out of the reach of injury from Nimrod, and serve thou the Lord who created thee in the earth, and it will be well with thee, and cast away all the vain things which thou pursuest." And Abram ceased to speak, when Noah and his son Shem answered Terah, saying, "True is the word which Abram hath said unto thee." And Terah hearkened to the voice of his son Abram, and Terah did all that Abram said, for this was from the Lord, and the king should not cause Abram's death. And that is the end of chapter 12 of Jasher. God bless you, dear heart dwellers.